How Simon's pride was humbled. Simon was touched by the kindness of Jesus in not openly rebuking him before the guests. He had not been treated as he desired Mary to be treated. He saw that Jesus sought by pitying kindness to subdue his heart. Stern denunciation would have hardened him against repentance, but patient admonition convinced him of his error. He saw the magnitude of the debt he owed his Lord. He repented, and the proud Pharisee became a lowly, self-sacrificing disciple. Christ knew the circumstances that had shaped Mary's life. He might have extinguished every spark of hope in her soul, but he did not. He had lifted her from despair and ruin. 7 times she had heard him rebuke the demons that controlled her heart and mind. She had heard his strong cries to the Father in her behalf. She knew how offensive is sin to his unsullied purity, and in his strength she had overcome. When to human eyes her case seemed hopeless, Christ saw in Mary capabilities for good. The plan of redemption has invested humanity with great possibilities, and in Mary these were to be realized. Through his grace she became a partaker of the divine nature. The one who had fallen, whose mind had been a habitation of demons, was brought near to the Savior in fellowship and ministry. Mary sat at his feet and learned of him. Mary poured on his head the precious anointing oil and bathed his feet with her tears. Mary stood beside the cross and followed him to the sepulchre. Mary was first at the tomb after his resurrection. Mary first proclaimed a risen Savior. Jesus knows the circumstances of every soul. You may say, "I am sinful, very sinful." You may be, but the worse you are, the more you need Jesus. He turns no weeping, contrite one away. He freely pardons all who come to him for forgiveness and restoration. The souls that turn to him for refuge, Christ unites to his own divine human nature. No man or evil angel can impeach them. They stand beside the great sin-bearer in the light proceeding from the throne of God. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.